White House says it didn't know. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says there was no advance notice about the attorney general's decision to appoint a special counsel overseeing Trump-related investigations.
The Department of Justice makes decisions about its criminal investigation independently. We are not involved.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says he's decided it's in the public interest to have a special prosecutor take the reins, noting the former president's recent announcement he's running again and the current president's intention to run. The special counsel is veteran federal prosecutor Jack Smith.
He's going to be looking over not only the documents taken from Mar-a-Lago, specifically with great interest, the roughly 100 documents that the Department of Justice claims are classified. He'll also be looking to see if any person or entity violated the law in connection with efforts to interfere with the lawful of transfer of power following the 2020 presidential election and dealing with January 6th.
Fox's David Spund. Trump is slamming the decision as politically motivated. The White House spokeswoman also defending a recommendation of immunity for the Saudi prince serving as prime minister in a lawsuit over the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
U.S. practice on this issue is longstanding and consistent, including a number of head of state immunity cases from the past four administrations.
Jean-Pierre also says it came from the Justice Department and is not based on the merits of the case. State media reporting that North Korea's leader inspected a test of the country's new intercontinental ballistic missile, which some experts say could reach the U.S. mainland. A missile landing off the coast of Japan as Vice President Harris attends an Asia-Pacific summit in Thailand.
Harris ended up calling an emergency meeting, joining with Australia, Japan, South Korea, Canada, and New Zealand to condemn the launch.
Fox's Jeff Paul in London. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Pfizer says its updated COVID booster may protect against new variants of the virus.
Pfizer and partner BioNTech say their updated COVID booster generated virus-fighting antibodies that can target four additional Omicron subtypes, not just the BA.5 Omicron strain that's recently been the most common type. One of those additional subtypes is BQ.1.1, and case numbers of that and BQ.1 are rapidly rising. A University of Texas study found that adults 55 and up had a nearly nine-fold jump in antibodies against the BQ.1.1 strain a month after getting the updated booster.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The data is preliminary, though, not yet vetted by independent experts. The CDC says just 11% of Americans ages 5 and up have gotten the new booster. Renewed warnings in western New York as heavy lake effect snow comes in waves. Buffalo City Council member Christopher Scanlon says some cars have been stuck despite warnings to stay off the roads.
I'm urging everyone, I'm pleading with anyone who's living in South Buffalo, unless it is an absolute emergency, please stay home. Please check on your neighbors. Take care of them.
Earlier today, some areas already had nearly 3 feet of snow. It's expected to keep coming into Sunday, including for parts of northern New York. Comedian Tim Allen says Jay Leno is doing much better, still hospitalized after one of his vintage cars caught fire.
Allen told TMZ that the comedian is in good spirits. Leno has undergone skin graft surgery and is now recovering in a specialist burn unit in Los Angeles. Allen said that while visiting him, they did some jokes, which is what we do. We commiserated. Allen went on to joke, Jay's face won't be disfigured after the accident, but will come out of the hospital looking like actor George Clooney, adding he's handsome and happy, and the hospital's doing a great job taking care of him. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A better day on Wall Street. The Dow finishes up 199. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.